Judges. Chapter 1. After the death of Joshua, the Israelites inquired of Jehovah,
"Who of us will go up first to fight against the Canaanites?"
Jehovah replied, "Judah will go up. Look, I am giving the land into his hand." Then Judah said to his brother Simeon,
"Come up with me into my assigned territory to fight against the Canaanites. Then I will go with you into your assigned territory."
So Simeon went with him. When Judah went up, Jehovah gave the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hands, and they defeated 10,000 men in Bezek. They found Adoni Bezek in Bezek, and there they fought against him and defeated the Canaanites and the Perizzites. When Adoni Bezek fled, they chased him and caught him and cut off his thumbs and his big toes. Then Adoni Bezek said,
"There are 70 kings whose thumbs and big toes were cut off and who are picking up food under my table. Just as I have done, so God has repaid me."
After that, they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died there. Furthermore, the men of Judah fought against Jerusalem and captured it. They struck it with the sword and set the city on fire. Afterward, the men of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites inhabiting the mountainous region and the Negeb and the Shephelah. So Judah marched against the Canaanites who were dwelling in Hebron. The name of Hebron was previously Kiriath Arba, and they struck down Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai. They marched from there against the inhabitants of Debir. The name of Debir was previously Kiriath Sefer. Then Caleb said,
"To the man who strikes Kiriath Sefer and captures it, I will give my daughter Aksah as a wife."
And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, captured it. So he gave him his daughter Aksah as a wife. While she was going home, she urged him to ask her father for a field. Then she dismounted from her donkey. Caleb asked her,
"What do you want?"
She said to him,
"Please grant me a blessing, for you have given me a piece of land in the south. Give me also Guloth Maim."
So Caleb gave her Upper Guloth and Lower Guloth. And the descendants of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, came up from the city of palm trees with the people of Judah to the wilderness of Judah, south of Arad. They went there and settled among the people. But Judah marched on with his brother Simeon, and they attacked the Canaanites inhabiting Zephath and devoted it to destruction. So they named the city Hormah. Then Judah captured Gaza and its territory, Ashkelon and its territory, and Ekron and its territory. Jehovah was with Judah, and they took possession of the mountainous region, but they could not drive out the inhabitants of the plain, because they had war chariots with iron scythes. They gave Hebron to Caleb, just as Moses had promised, and he drove out from there the three sons of Anak. But the Benjaminites did not drive out the Jebusites inhabiting Jerusalem. So the Jebusites continued dwelling with the Benjaminites in Jerusalem down to this day. Meantime, the house of Joseph went up against Bethel, and Jehovah was with them. The house of Joseph was spying on Bethel. Incidentally, the name of the city was previously Luz. And the spies saw a man going out of the city. So they said to him,
"Show us, please, the way into the city, and we will treat you kindly."
So the man showed them the way into the city, and they struck the city with the sword, but they let the man and all his family go free. The man went to the land of the Hittites and built a city and named it Luz, which is its name to this day. Manasseh did not take possession of Beth Shean and its dependent towns, Taanach and its dependent towns, the inhabitants of Dor and its dependent towns, the inhabitants of Ibleam and its dependent towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and its dependent towns. The Canaanites persisted in dwelling in this land. When Israel grew stronger, they subjected the Canaanites to forced labor, but they did not drive them out completely. Nor did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites who were dwelling in Gezer. The Canaanites continued to dwell among them in Gezer. Zebulun did not drive out the inhabitants of Kitron and the inhabitants of Nahalol. The Canaanites continued to dwell among them and were subjected to forced labor. Asher did not drive out the inhabitants of Akko and the inhabitants of Sidon, Alab, Akzib, Helba, Aphek, and Rehob. So the Asherites continued to dwell among the Canaanites inhabiting the land, because they did not drive them out. Naphtali did not drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh and the inhabitants of Beth Anath, but they continued to dwell among the Canaanites inhabiting the land. The inhabitants of Beth Shemesh and Beth Anath became forced laborers for them. The Amorites confined the Danites to the mountainous region, for they would not let them come down into the plain. So the Amorites persisted in dwelling in Mount Herez, Aijalon, and Shealbim. But when the power of the house of Joseph increased, they were forced into hard labor. The territory of the Amorites was from the ascent of Akrabim, from Selah upward.